Welcome to this demonstration of the Apple iPhone 6s Smart Battery Case. And in this demonstration, I want to give you a bit of a run through of what the case is like and a couple of the strengths and challenges of actually using the Apple iPhone 6 Smart Battery Case. What you actually get in the box is, of course, the Apple iPhone 6s Smart Battery Case itself, which is made of silicon. It comes currently in December 2015 in two colors, charcoal gray and white. Not only does it fit the iPhone 6s, but it also fits the iPhone 6 as well. The other stuff you actually get in the case also is a couple of bits of paper, one of which I'm assuming is a bit of a user's guide. As I said, the case is made of silicon. Now the actual battery of the case is on the back, and it protrudes running from the top about a finger width below where the cutout is to take in the camera, and then probably around about the same distance from the bottom, about where the home button would be on the front, and then going around the sides. So on the back, it's indented slightly on the sides. Tactile wise, the case feels more rubbery than the standard silicone case for the iPhone 6s. And like the standard silicone case, it actually gives good protection on the sides of the iPhone and the top as well. And I'll get on to the bottom part of the case later on in the demo, as not only is it protected, but Apple has done some clever things with redirecting the microphone and the speaker grill. Inside the case, you've got a microfiber, which is quite soft to feel. And of course, that's to prevent the iPhone being scratched when you slide the iPhone in and out of the case, and also allows the iPhone to be slid in smoothly into the case. Now, as I said, the whole case is silicon. So of course, there's a silicon layer over that battery on the back as well. And right in the middle of it, you can actually feel a slight cutout, and that's the Apple logo. When you put it on the iPhone, you can definitely notice the fact that you've got a bit of extra weight with the iPhone, but not substantially. Then they talk about the soft hinge at the top of the actual silicone case to allow the iPhone to slip in. What you basically got is at the top of the case, I can actually push back the top of the case so it's flexible. So it actually bends because it's made of soft silicone. So if I grab my iPhone here, what I can do is I can sort of slide it into the case at the top. I can push down to get the iPhone into the grooves on either side of the internal part of the case. And I can slide it down. So I'm now halfway down, keep sliding it down. And then the bottom of my iPhone is now going to connect with the internal lightning connector at the bottom of the case. Then if I come back to the top of the case, the soft part of the case is still at the back of my iPhone, and because it's soft, I can now push it up and over the top of the iPhone. My iPhone just woke up, just lock it again. The soft part of the case extends down to the same level on either side, just above the volume up button and just above the power lock button on the right hand side of the case. The rest of the case is quite rigid silicon. My iPhone's currently in the case. So if we go around the outside of the case, of course, on the top of the iPhone, there's no control. So that's completely smooth. The top right hand side, there's the power lock raised cover over the power lock button. There's hardly no resistance in pressing in to activate the buttons on any of the buttons on the case. If I push it in now, there's really no resistance at all for me pushing in that button. Okay, and of course, the rest of the right-hand side is smooth. There's no buttons or controls or ports or anything else. The bottom of the case is actually quite interesting. As the case covers up the microphone and speaker grills, what they've done is internally to the case, they've got a channel that basically redirects the sound for the microphone on the left-hand side. So you've got a round little hole for the microphone. And on the right-hand side, and this is at the bottom of the case, and not on the bottom edge of the iPhone, but on the bottom front face of the iPhones, you've got a slot, and then, of course, that allows the sound to escape for the iPhone's speaker grill. and I'd probably say the width of the silicon at the bottom face of the iPhone is a finger width wide, and it probably comes up from the bottom of the iPhone and touches just below where the home button starts. So that's the microphone and the speaker grill redirection. You still have a lightning port at the bottom in the middle. You've got that lightning connector inside the case that the iPhone connects to, and then you've got the external port where you would plug in your normal lightning cable, and that's just as easy to put in and out as it is using the normal iPhone. On the left hand side, you've got the hole to plug in your 3.5mm headphone jack. This is one of those things that I think it's a bit of a challenge. Because the hole is quite thin and a little bit long, I find, particularly when I plug in the Apple earbuds, that when I want to pull them out, I can't hold on to the actual jack of the earphones. I've actually got to pull on the cable, which I really don't like doing. And the other thing about the hole is that if I try and stick in, for example, the cable here from my mixer, it actually doesn't fit in the hole because the jack of my 3.5mm behind the actual connector itself is too thick. So that's one issue that I really don't like with the hole for the 3.5mm headphone jack in the Apple Smart battery case. If we come around to the left-hand side and go towards the top, of course, we're going to meet up with the raised silicone buttons that cover the volume down and volume up buttons. And again, if I press them, volume down, volume up, both rectangular buttons. Again, no resistance, very easy to press. And just above that, of course, we have the hole that I can stick in my fingernail that has the mute switch in it. I can flick it to the back of the iPhone and, of course, flick it back towards me to turn mute off. If I turn the iPhone over, so I've still got the lightning connector at the bottom of the iPhone, of course, at the top left-hand side, so the flat bit above where the battery is raised up out of the actual case, there's a rectangular cutout, of course, for the camera and the flash. And as far as putting it down on the table, if I put it down on my table here, it's actually quite stable. I was a bit nervous that when I heard about the back of the battery case being referred to as the hump, that I thought there was this sort of bulge in the middle of the case that if I sort of rock the iPhone top to bottom or left and right, the phone would rock around. It doesn't do any of such thing. The way the actual Apple Smart battery case works, it charges your iPhone first. So while you've got charge in your case and it's still giving charge to the iPhone, you'll see your iPhone sitting at 100% battery charge. And then once the case is then depleted in charge, the iPhone then starts to use its own battery power. When you do plug in the lightning connector, you're going to be charging both the iPhone and the case at the same time. Just remember, when the case is fully charged, it will then power the iPhone. Once the case again is depleted, then the iPhone will start using its own battery power. If you want to check the battery status of your iPhone and your Apple Smart battery case, of course, you can check the iPhone battery status from the status line of your iPhone. You can also check the battery status of the iPhone plus the case in the today screen of the notification center. And let me just show you where you can do that. So I'm just going to unlock my iPhone.
4:25 p.m.
And as you can probably hear, there's no distortion of the sound of that speaker coming out of the channeled speaker slot on the silicon case. Put my finger on my home button to unlock my screen.
Music, my account, button.
Okay, and as you can tell, I was actually in the music app. So I touch the top of my screen on the status line. Of course, I'm using VoiceOver.
4:26 p.m. Status bar item.
Okay, 4:26 p.m. as I'm doing this recording. Flick to the right.
Orientation locked. Status bar item. Location tracking on. Status bar item. Alarm set. Status bar item. Bluetooth connected. Status bar item. Bluetooth battery 50%. Status bar item.
Now that Bluetooth battery 50%. That's currently because I've got one of my Beats headphones connected to my iPhone here. I've just changed the audio output back to my iPhone rather than using my Bluetooth headset. So flick to the right again.
100% battery power. Status bar item.
Okay, so 100% battery power. So that means I'm still using the power to charge my iPhone off the Apple Smart battery case. So if I want to check the status of the battery, I just do a three-finger flick down to pull up the notification center.
Notification. Selected. Radio. Today. Button. One of two.
And today is currently selected. I'm just going to rotate around to headings.
Headings.
And flick down.
Batteries. Heading.
So that's the heading for the battery in the notification center of the today screen. If I flick to the right.
iPhone. 100%.
Okay, so that's my iPhone. 100%. Flick to the right again.
Case. 37%.
Case is 37%.
Watch. 83%.
Watch is 83%, and of course that's my Apple Watch. And flick to the right again.
Power Beats Wireless, 50%.
Okay, and that's my Power Beats Wireless, as we already heard, sitting at 50%. So it's quite handy, this battery notification area on your today screen notification center, because it gives you quite a few different battery level indications. But what I'm looking at particularly for this demo is the battery level of my iPhone and the battery level of my Apple Smart battery case. So let me just press my home button commander there.
Music, my account, button.
So getting back to the physical case itself, because it's made of silicon, it really does attract quite a lot of lint, dust and other stuff during the course of the day, particularly when you stick your iPhone in your pocket. It actually does feel a bit grotty, and I've only had this for about 3 or 4 days now, but I find myself at the end of the day actually just cleaning it off a little bit just to make it feel a bit better. Even touching it now, I can feel that there's bits of dust on the back of it. I really don't like the feel of the dust on the case because it actually does feel very obvious. As I said, I've had this case for 3 or 4 days. I find if I'm heavily using the iPhone, and this current date of this recording is the 28th of December, so I'm currently listening to the boxing match cricket test here in Australia, I find if I take the iPhone off charge at about 7 a.m., I get round about 10 hours full battery usage out of the case. So my iPhone's basically sitting at 100% for 10 hours because it's taking the charge off the case. And that's me listening to the cricket, listening to a couple of different audio chapters out of one of my books, playing some TV shows on and off during the day. After that period, then I'm certainly using the iPhone battery. And again, you can tell that either from the notifications center today screen or the fact that on the status line, it actually then would say iPhone battery 98%, 90%, 60%, etc. as the battery level goes down in the iPhone itself. I certainly do get a full day of usage both out of the iPhone and the case. So I would say taking it off again, let's say at 7 a.m. and I wouldn't need to put my iPhone on charge. And again, this is being used quite heavily until about 11:30 p.m. The iPhone Smart battery case can also be used with the Lightning dock, and that's the little dock that you sit the iPhone on top of, and it's just as stable as sitting on top with the iPhone itself as it is sitting on top with the iPhone stroke Smart battery case sitting on top of the dock as well. And cost wise here in Australia, the Apple Smart battery case retails for $165 Australian. And if you're interested in getting the small Lightning dock, that retails for $55 Australian as well. So in finishing up, I should say overall that I'm still quite impressed by the smart case from Apple. The fact that the battery protrudes slightly out of the back of the case really doesn't bother me. And in actual fact, it gives me something to hang on to when I've got the iPhone in my hand. So that completes this demo. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.